Our CBS Sunday Morning Podcast is sponsored by Edward Jones. College tours with your oldest daughter, updating the kitchen to the appropriate decade, retiring on the coast. Life is full of moments that matter, and Edward Jones helps you make the most of them. That's why every Edward Jones financial advisor works with you to build personalized strategies for now and down the road. So when your next moment arrives, big or small, you're ready for it. Life is for living. Let's partner for all of it. Learn more at edwardjones.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Pauley, and this is our Sunday Morning Extra, our podcast featuring a memorable story from our most recent show. It's a conversation that offers insights beyond the broadcast. On this episode, two Hollywood heavyweights at top speed. Christian Bale and Matt Damon have teamed up for the much-talked-about new film, Ford vs. Ferrari. It's based on the real-life drama that played out back in the 1960s when the Ford Motor Company set out to beat the fastest and, you could say, sexiest car company in the world, Ferrari, at the storied 24 Hours of Le Mans road race. Tracy Smith sat down with the accomplished pair to talk about racing, movies, and what it was like to work together for the first time.
So this is the first time you guys have worked together. What did you, I know your paths crossed over the years, but what did you think about each other before this?
Oh,
man, that's a dangerous question.
No, I'll tell you what I think about. Matt and I have actually been very sort of, you know, crossing paths very closely. We had the same agent for decades. I know you think I'm making this up. I am very grateful to Matt because I wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for roles he passed on. There were many roles where I was told, oh, well, Matt doesn't want to do it, so they went, all right, what about Bale? And then I got the role. So thank you for
that,
Matt.
Why don't you pass on some of those David O. Russell ones and send them my way? I mean, I would appreciate that. You're hogging him.
Was this something where you thought, oh, I'd like to work with that guy
Absolutely.
Someday
not
if
definitely.
Things
yes.
work
definitely.
Out? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you stay in character on set?
You know, that's a sort of a weird thing to say. Like, there are certain things that you want to maintain throughout just because, you know, look, we're playing dress up, right? But at the same time, you want to make something that's really worth watching. And I just find that the more into it you get, the more worth watching it seems to be. I also get the giggles a lot. If I know somebody too well, then I know how much they know I'm acting. And I know how much they're acting as well, and it starts making me laugh. And I've wasted many rolls of film through that, being like the most amateur
And once
guy
those start,
ever.
Yeah, once you know? Those start, it's just, and you can't.
You can't,
just,
you can't stop yeah. it. And so, you know, you got to get into it, and there's a satisfaction in getting to be really loopy in this business. We get to go to these extremes where most people would say they should be committed to an asylum, mm-hmm. but rather we get paid for it instead. But in doing so, don't step on anyone else's toes, you know? Allow room for everyone else to work. It's got to be, you know, a mutual feeling of cooperation. You know, that leads to a better product, I think, than competition with each other. I can't stand that when you get people starting to one-up each other. It's got to be in the best interest of the film.
Yeah, it's about all boats rise with the tide, yeah. and you want to support other people's work and create space for everybody to do their best work. Having said that, you know, we would have conversations because you know, I know his wife for over 20 years. It's like, we could talk on set about real life. And he wouldn't say like, I'm not Christian Bale, I'm Ken Miles. Like, he's not crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like you have to understand what cut means, you know?
Yeah.
You have to understand what action means. You have to understand that you're getting picked up from your home or whatever and taken to work. So you know what I mean?
You're not fully immersed. You can.
There is no way that you can actually be that because otherwise you wouldn't do a scene twice. You'd
Good
go
point.
First, and you wouldn't speak with a director because why would there be a director? Right. You know what I mean? It's impossible to do. So it's a nice kind of a thing that people imagine. But my God, would I love it if I could just do an accent, if I could just speak like myself and then bang, turn on the accent when I hear action, or do that and then become the character. I see some people who are able to do it, and I admire them.
You know who was like that from a young age? I remember Gwyneth Paltrow working with her on The Talented Mr. Ripley and going like, I hate you so much.
Because she could turn it on and
off
like that?
Like, it was incredible. And I was, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, but I was incredibly jealous of it.
So it sounds like you both have a similar thing where you kind of ease yourself into it and then stay in it,
like
if you can.
Like a frog in water that you gradually boil alive and it doesn't know it's dying. That's my method.
That's it. That's the method.
Yes.
The almost dying frog.
What did you learn from each other in this process?
I had a great time watching him. He's got an incredible monk-like discipline. Like when... He had to lose, he went from Dick Cheney to this guy, so he had to lose 70 pounds.
Pounds.
I had to get in the car.
Yeah, it's tight in there.
Like, imagine if I hadn't lost the weight.
Oh, my God.
We're going to need a bigger engine.
Give me everything you've got. We got to get this guy around the track.
Does it get harder to do that physical transformation?
Yes.
Yeah?
I keep saying I'm done with it.
Are you
really
done with it?
I really think I'm done with it, yeah.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
You know when you're on set and he's like, oh, hold on, it's my cardiologist. I have to take this.
Seriously?
Yeah, you better take that call.
But
our age, you can't. I mean, that's a lot of weight. And I went up to him on the first day. I said, man, what? How did you do it? Like, because I was interested, you know, like, I've, you know, not to that extent, but I've gone up and down. And I said, what was it? And I'm expecting him to say, well, it's a mixture of intermittent fasting and the keto diet and the thing. And he just went, didn't eat.
On a lighter note, I want to talk about the fight scene. It's a little different kind of fight scene from what you two are used to. Yes?
Get him off me!
Yeah. It's pretty goofy.
It's pretty goofy, yeah.
It was a lot more fun to shoot than most of those fight scenes, which we have to take really seriously, and you got to learn choreography for weeks, and you're supposed to look really tough and lethal, and this was really the opposite of that.
So we had some really great stuntmen and stunt coordinators on this, and we got into that rehearsal room, which both of us have spent weeks in, with these mats, and you know, like, oh God, I'm gonna have to be slamming on that mat.
Everyone's stretching
sequence,
when you get there.
You get there and you're going like, oh no, man, doing this again. And then we were out there in about 20 minutes flat. We went in there, they went, we thought this, that, and the other, we went, love it. They said, you guys want to run it? We went, I got it. No, it's all right. They were like, I've worked with a bunch of the stunt guys. They were like, yeah, they've got it. Turn up on the day, do it. But it was also the kind of fight where we could improvise stuff and you just, you know, push this bit a little further, adapt on the day to it, you know, try not to laugh as we're doing it.
Was it hard not to laugh?
Could look completely incapable. Be two friends who are really just hating each other in that second, but never want to really hurt each other either, you know? So it was great from that point of view. It was hard not to laugh, yes, very.
We ruined a couple takes because we were laughing. And then we were
more than a couple.
Laughing in between takes when we were looking at the playback.
Yeah.
A lot of times with fight scenes, you want to go over and look at the monitor and see, oh, okay, well, I missed this punch high, I missed that low, I see where I got to put that one. But this one, we'd go over and we were just... And Jen O'Topping, one of our producers who I've known for 30 years and is my friend, and I heard her kind of mumble it we're watching, Christian and I are up looking at the monitor, and I hear her behind me go, I can't believe that's Batman and Jason Bourne. Like, yeah, it's sad. This is where we are.
This is The Takeout with Major Garrett.
This week, Stephen Law, ally of Mitch McConnell and one of Washington's biggest midterm money men. List for me the two Senate races where you think Republicans have the best chance of taking a Democratic seat away.
Nevada, New Hampshire.
Not Georgia.
Well, Georgia's right up there, but New Hampshire is a surprise. In New Hampshire, people really just kind of don't like Maggie Haskell.
For more from this week's conversation, follow The Takeout with Major Garrett on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.